Books help create philosophers, but Absolute illumines them. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Books help create philosophers, but Absolute illumines them. All of us have the privilege of reading all the books we want to read, and we learn a great deal from reading these books to understand all the things that are going on, all the things that are exciting, all the things that are wonderful. But what can we make of these books? What can we make of these books? These books are written by men who have had illuminating experiences. These books are written by men who have reached into their inner levels of consciousness and have revealed knowledge that they have there. But the most fascinating thing that I have run across is the organization called the White Brotherhood. The White Brotherhood is an organization that is made up of anyone who wants to be in it. The White Brotherhood has no secrets. The White Brotherhood has no privacy. The White Brotherhood has no membership certificates. It has no programs that you have to prepare with to enter into it. Although there are many groups who are like the false messiahs, they go around saying that you must do this. And they build up a great big cult around the White Brotherhood to say that it is something so highly evolved and so secretive that only very special people can get into it. And this is totally false. Now, we have come to the conclusion that what we have read has been very sporadic about the White Brotherhood, that it is a secret organization. Now, actually, it's an organization made up of mentors. It's made up of people who are interested in working with other people, guiding them in their understanding. We read the other day, mentor means a trusted advisor or counselor. It's derived from the Greek root men, meaning to think. Mentors are more than people who make us think. A mentor is a person who, due to knowledge or experience, is able to reveal to us a clear understanding of the world around us and guide us in a direction that best helps us reveal what we need to learn. A mentor reveals by example and, unbeknownst to us, allows us the freedom to make our own choices. We may not even know a person is a mentor in our life until years later, when we realize that the incredible impact that that person or those people have had upon us. Quite a statement there. We talk about Saint Germain. We talk about many other wonderful people who have come before us and been illumined beings. And I find it amusing that people say they know the illumined being, they know the mentors, they know these things that are going on, and that because they know that, they are brightly illumined by their presence. And when you say to the people, well, what has come to you from that relationship, they say, oh, I'm just an aware, illumined person. Well, it's like being a great pianist. You train on the piano for years and years and years, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, you are a master pianist. You are a great concert pianist. And people say, well, how did you get that way? How did you do that? And they will say to you, I don't know. I just practiced now and then, and here I am. Well, how did they get there? They were a concert pianist. They were a master long before they ever started practicing on the piano. They were a master at all times, and they were a master in this fabulous way of being totally aware of who they were. Now, we read in many illumined books about, let's say, Saint Germain. And Saint Germain has been very active in the Mount Shasta area, and he's been active in many other areas, and he's an eternal figure. And he's been around the world and around many opportunities, many experiences for many people. But if there's anyone who is could have the tag called White Brotherhood, it would be him. But the thing is, he doesn't use that term. He doesn't use that term because he feels that that term separates him from everyone else. Mm-hmm. And he said that everyone has the same privilege of knowing all knowledge. Everyone has the same privilege of revealing all knowledge because all things are within them. I read this light on the path little statement here the other day. For within you is the light of the world, the only light that can be shed upon the path. If you are unable to perceive it within you, it is useless to look for it elsewhere. It is beyond you, because when you reach it, you have lost yourself. It is unattainable, because it forever recedes. You will enter the light, but you will never touch the flame. With all great knowledge, we follow an understanding of it. We listen and we try to figure out what's going on. But the more illumined we become, the less we say to the world that we are illumined. Because, as wise people often say, the more I know, the more I realize I don't know. The more I realize there is yet to be known. And so, everyone, as Jesus said to his followers and to the people who came to him for healing, he said, go and tell no one. And he says, if you go into a town or into a city, or if you go into a people's home and they will not accept you, shake the dust off of your feet and leave quickly. Do not remain there trying to sell them your product, because this is something that cannot be sold. The White Brotherhood is really made up of an infinite number of people who have had their illumination. An infinite number of people who have listened within themselves and have made that wonderful connection of the divine within them. You call it a brotherhood because you say these are people who have made that connection. But you will never know them. You will never know them, because the moment you are illumined, you will see everyone illumined. What does a master see? A master sees another master. A master does not see people on the path. As the statement of the Buddha was, that if you ever see the Buddha on the path, kill him. Because he's a false Buddha. Because you'll only see yourself on the path. And if you yourself have risen to the level of awareness that we presume the Buddha had, then you would never see the Buddha. You would only see yourself. And you would only see that illumined one, that illumined brilliance of the magnificent being that all are who are working on their inner path. And it's fun to play the game of the White Brotherhood. It's fun to hear the stories of Saint Germain. It's fun to hear the stories of the I Am movement, which are charming and delightful to read. They're illuminating and uplifting. It's like the life and teachings of the masters of the Far East. But all of these things are precisely correct, and all of these things are precisely wrong. I say correct because they did actually happen. I say wrong because they didn't happen to you. You're reading someone else's story. And as long as you and I go around reading someone else's story and lay our desires upon that story, our desires to know, then we are not listening to the divine within us. As Jesus said, go to the Father within, and the Father who seeth in secret will reward you openly. The only thing about the secret the Father sees you in is that it's your contact. I cannot go to the Father for you. You cannot go to the Father for me. I cannot go to your divine source for you, and you cannot go to my divine source for me. I have to go there alone. And it's not bad. I've been there many times. You have too. We all have. We've all touched base with the divine within us many times. But we have made such statements like, it's too good to be true. We feel just totally uplifted, totally illumined, totally magnificent. And we say, wow, 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 what is that all about? Well, that's just what it would be like if you were always in tune with your divine. If you were always, as the White Brotherhood, is aware Now, again, the White Brotherhood is not meant to be something that is secret or separate from other people, but people have tended to make it that way. Whenever you meet a group of people who call themselves the White Brotherhood, do not go to them. And it's not because they're bad. I mean, they're certainly attempting to walk a beautiful path. But now I'm going to make another statement, which is equally as horrendous. If you ever hear anyone call himself a Christian, run away. Run away. Because if a person follows the teachings of Christ, he's not a Christian. He's living the teachings of his teacher, but he's not a Christian. One who lives the teachings is a being who has arrived at a very high level. And if you are just a follower of something, then you are not it. Well, Herb Barley says this, and Herb Barley says that, and Charles Fillmore says this, and Myrtle Fillmore says that, and Ernest Holmes, my goodness, Ernest Holmes wrote such good stuff in Science of Mind, and he did. It's real nice stuff, and it's quotable stuff. It's stuff that just makes your heart say, wow, 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 you know, it's great stuff. But then what do? You memorize it, and you learn it, and you say, wow, this is great stuff, but you stop living. You see, his writing, the writings of all great metaphysical teachers and theologians and leaders and philosophers, is designed to do one thing. It's designed to inspire you to go on your own inner search. Go within. Every true teacher tells his student, I can tell you nothing. Go within. I talked with Stefan for quite a while on the phone today. And I said, Stefan, what does it feel right to do? And I said, Stefan, are you the kind of person that would create the kind of people you want in your world? And he had to say, yes. You know why? Because he's teaching a class. And there are 18 people in that class. Every 8 weeks he has a class like that. And all of those people come up to him. One woman came up to him and said, I've been attending these classes, you know, of these various leaders because I want to learn about them. And she says, but I found that most of the teachers who will teach in Migros are failures in their own life. They're failures as teachers. And then she said to Stefan, you are an exception. I listen to you and you are a profound teacher.
Wow.
And, you know, how could she say that? Unless Stefan is really doing a great job of teaching. Now, he is not telling them, this is the way, follow me, and you shall have eternal life. He doesn't say that. He says, go within to that secret place within you that is so wonderful, so precious, so magnificent, and all will be revealed to you. And then he says it in common terms, in everyday terms that the department store people will accept, you know, but they're buying it, eating it up. Now, Stefan has not found himself yet. You see, when Stefan, he likes what he does. He does it well. But when he has found himself, then he will never say to another person that somebody says, you're good. He will never say to another person that somebody says he's wonderful. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Because he won't have to. Because what? The entire world will be a reflection of him, and everybody will be saying, you're wonderful, because they're wonderful, because he sees them as wonderful, because he's a master, seeing them as another master. Now, if you're a teacher, you see everyone as another teacher. If you're a genius, you see everyone as another genius. If you're God, you see everyone as God. Now, that's a real tough one to follow. That's a real tough one to follow. And part of the reason that the people in the White Brotherhood enjoy the anonymity, the anonymousness of being the, what other word do you say for anonymous, for the secret term, they won't let people know that they are the members of the White Brotherhood.
Unknown.
Because if they do, then people will say, oh, then you have had spiritual illumination. You have been lifted up. You are a healer. You are a teacher. You are this. Teach me. And the people might have a big ego and want to teach, but they are soon found out whether they are really teachers. You see, you don't go around promoting this. Stefan is just promoting good thinking. And in his promoting of good thinking, he throws in all the kitchen sink and the stove and the refrigerator and everything else too. But that's good. But you see, if you ever go around promoting yourself as being something fantastic, you got to be that. You got to live that. And I have been with many people in many organizations who claim to be a part of the White Brotherhood operation. And I think to myself, God preserve us, you know. If that's the kind of people who are in the White Brotherhood, I don't want to have anything to do with them. Some of these people are our dear friends, like Elizabeth Clare Prophet. She's a wonderful lady with the Summit Lighthouse Group and so forth. But she built up an army around her operation up in the middle part of the United States there, out in the North Country. And she was afraid of people coming in and doing things. And I'm always chagrined at one of her students, who was a very good friend of ours. And we spoke to him one day, and we said, "Well, Bob, how's everything going?" "It's fine." I said, "How's Miss Prophet doing?" And he says, "Oh, just wonderful. Jesus is speaking through Miss Prophet today, you know." And I said, "Wow." I said, "You're going to go hear him, of course, aren't you?" "Oh, no, I have to tend the store." And I thought, if he really believed that Jesus the Christ, this eternal spirit of Christ, was speaking through her, he would certainly be there. I know if I were a member of that group, I would certainly be there. But the thing is, he didn't believe. And it's just an indication of what some people do. Now, can that woman channel the wisdom of the Christ through her? Perfectly. Perfectly. Can you channel the wisdom of Christ through you?
Yes.
Perfectly. How can she do it better than you? She believes in herself. Mm-hmm. She said, like Stefan, she said, "You know, at first I prepared a lot of notes for my lectures and stuff. And then when I get there, I had to set them all aside because what was on the people's mind was different. And I had to just ignore what I had planned." He said, "So now I just plan mentally and I go there and I'm ready for whatever direction they want to go and I'm ready for them." And he said, "It's wonderful." He said, I don't feel any stress. I don't feel any strain. I don't feel any anxiety. I don't feel being a liar, you know, not telling them the truth, not telling them what they want to hear. But I feel just great." And I mean, now, that's a master speaking. We can't call him a master just yet because he's still polishing different areas of his life. But in that area of his life, he's doing very well. You see, when you are a master, and when you are, if you will, a member of the White Brotherhood, you practice unconditional love. Unconditional love. Like I was saying about our neighbor, he's a minister, and he's a good minister. And Ellen was talking to him, and she said, she didn't know the kids that she was talking about, and he said, "Don't these kids disturb you with their motorcycles and running up and down in front of your house here?" He says, no. He says, "They're good kids. They're wonderful kids. They're my kids. And you see, he had forgotten the words of Jesus. "I have come not to destroy the law and the prophets, but I have come to give you a new commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and being, and thy neighbor as thyself." And you see, we forget that, loving our neighbor. We forget that being a pure example of peace and goodness that we are. We forget that. And when we forget that, then we're in trouble. And when you are a member of the White Brotherhood, when you are unconditionally loving, nobody knows you're unconditionally loving. They might find out by seeing how you act, but they don't know by your words. They know by your words you're a beautiful soul, but they don't know that you are untouchable. They don't know that you're one-pointed, unpossessed, non-judgmental. They don't know that. They don't know that you're self-disciplined, self-diligent, self-dedicated, and self-determined. They don't know all those things about you. But the thing is, when you have reached these levels, when you have reached these levels, you will never use the word white brotherhood again, because that's a discriminatory word, and we do not want to discriminate anyone. That's why Jesus, the master teacher in my mind, said, whatsoever things I have done, you can do too, and greater things than I've ever done, you can do. And just a tiny indication of it, Jesus didn't fly in an airplane. We did. Not that that's a big deal. He flew without it. But he didn't fly in an airplane. Or maybe he did. Maybe he did. We haven't been privy to everything that's going on in that wonderful time and life and experience there that we remember. But think on these things. It's really pretty wonderful. It's not a matter of belittling Saint Germain. I think he's a great guy. I'm very, very close to him. And I am not a matter of belittling the White Brotherhood, because that's a silly thing to do, to belittle anything. But I am saying, be careful, because there will be many wolves in sheep's clothing who will come around advertising themselves as something special. And it'll truly then be by their works you'll know them. It'll be by their works you'll know them. You'll look at their life, and you'll say, are they living up to principle? Are they living up to principle? Are they finding who they really are? Are they really standing firm under all circumstances? If the world destroys them, are they still standing firm and knowing who they are, untouchable? You see, if so, then you are looking into the eyes of yourself. And you're looking into the eyes of a master. So be aware. Be aware. It's not an easy thing. And remember, if you ever look into the eyes of a master, your own eyes will burn out. You'll go blind. Because if you are not a master, and you are looking into the sunlight, which is so bright, it will destroy your eyes. And a master is light. Pure light. Not blinding light, but pure light. And anything unlike itself is gone. It has no power to be. It has no existence. It has no life of its own. I am the light of the world. And all that will believe on me, Jesus said, will be lifted up. Now, did anybody else say those things too? You bet. Buddha, Confucius, Lao Tse, Quetzalcoatl, the Mayan people, all the nations, the wisdom of the world, all the leaders of the world have said these things. Many of these things have been expunged, deleted from their records and their history, because the following generations didn't want that to be followed by their people. Like when Akhenaten, when he was the Pharaoh of Egypt, and his father believed in many gods, and as soon as Akhenaten took over as the Pharaoh of Egypt, he got rid of all of the symbols of the gods, just destroyed his father's whole hat, and taught just attend the one God. And when he was dead, the priests came back and destroyed Aten and brought back theirs. And it's amazing that we ever understand what sort of a history lay behind these various cultures when they destroy, like with Stalin, you know, when he went out of favor, down came the statues, you know. And now the people say we were a little presumptuous. Stalin was a pretty good guy. We had a daddy there, you know. It was nice. And people want a dictator, because with a dictator, they don't have to stand on their own feet. And the minute they have to stand on their own feet, then they feel empty, they feel naked, they feel bare, they feel that all the world sees all their faults and all their goodness and all their sadness, and they feel very sad about that. But if you will just look at yourself and say, I am God, God I am. I am beautiful. I am whole and perfect. I like me. I live in a wonderful body, in a wonderful world, in a wonderful time. When you say that, then you are the White Brotherhood in its finest hour. Wonderful thing, isn't it? I bless you and love you and see everything fantastic for you, because that's the story that we had. That's the, here, books can help create philosophers, but absolute illumines them. We read the books that take us along our path, and then we throw them all away. And then we listen to the absolute within us, and we are illumined. And you know, every single word we have ever read in any of those books, no matter how fantastic, is like dross, like nothing, compared to what the divine in us wants to, as Richard Bach would have it be said, think the most beautiful thought you can think, and then know for sure that the is has thought it even more beautiful than you. Mm-hmm. Have a lovely evening, and know I love you very much. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you too.